Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. Maharaj, Lord Chaitanya's fundamental teaching is that living entity is eternal, eternal servant of Krishna. But this clear, explicit understanding of being servant of the Lord is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. I didn't get this very clearly mentioned as simply Mahaprabhu has put it. Yes. Bhagavad Gita may not have directly said that to become the servant, the constitutional position of a living entity is that he is the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But when you come across a born, but he has done that in a subtle way. But the subtle understanding of Bhagavad Gita will be revealed to you when you come across a qualified teacher. Qualified teacher actually explains that how your position is like that of a servant of Krishna. That the living entities are parts and parcels of Krishna. Krishna is pointing out that he is the source of everything. And then Krishna is pointing out time and time again that the living entity should submit himself, surrender himself. So when you surrender, then what you become? When you surrender, then do you become the Lord and Master or you become the servant? So in Bhagavad Gita, has it been pointed out that the living entities are eternal servants of Krishna? Krishna is pointing out the difference between him and the living entities. In the fourth chapter, Krishna pointed out to Arjuna. Krishna asked, Krishna told at the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, after the third chapter, where he spoke about Karma Yoga, he said, I gave this knowledge to Vivashvan. Imang Vivashate Yaugam Praktavana Homapayam. I gave this knowledge to Vivashvan. Then Vivashvan gave it to his son, Manu. Vivashvan Manave Prahu. Manu gave it to his son, Ikshaku. Manur Ikshaku Be Abrabit. Evang Parampara Praptam Imam Rajar Shayavidu. But Sakalene Ho Mahata Yoganashta Parantapa. Sayevayang Mayate Adya Yoga Prakta Puratana Bhaktosi Me Sakhacheti Rahasam. So he is pointing out, here he is saying, Bhaktosi me sakhacheti. So Bhakta is the master or the servant? Again. When he is saying that you are my devotee, that's why I'm giving you the knowledge. So again, Krishna, isn't he pointing out that you are a servant of mine? Bhakta means one who is engaged in loving devotional service. So one who is engaged in service, is he? Isn't he a servant? Okay. Then Arjun had a question at that time. That you are born just the other day and Vivashvan was born so long time ago. Because Arjun is thinking that Krishna is his cousin. Until then, Arjun actually didn't know who Krishna was. He thought that he was his cousin and friend. Very intimate. So he is saying, how is it possible that you gave this knowledge to Vivashvan? How can I believe? He's actually pointing out, in a way, that imang Vivashvat, he is saying that aparang bhavato janmo, parang janma Vivashvata. You are born just the other day and Vivashvan was born so long time ago. Katham etat vijaniyam tamado praptavaniti. How can I understand that you spoke this knowledge? Then what did Krishna say? Bohuni me vyatitani janmani tavacharjuna. Many, many times you have taken birth, so did I, Arjuna. But tani ahang veda sarvani. About those births, I know, I remember everything. But not tang betha parantapa. But you don't remember anything. So this is how Krishna is actually establishing the difference between him and Arjuna. His point, and then he is pointing out, ajo api sanabhayatma. I am aja, I am unborn, abhay, inexhaustible. Bhutanam isharopishan, again. Bhutanam isharopishan, Lord of the all, Lord of all living entities. So when he is the Lord, and what are the living entities? So did Krishna say that jivas are his servants? Yes. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has spoken that. But in order to understand that, we need a teacher. That is the reason we have to study under the guidance of a qualified teacher. Every subject, although the books are there, to understand the books, we need a qualified teacher. It looks like tonight we have to go on till midnight to answer all these questions.